From New Zealand to South Africa, police from around the world have now been sworn in to the Queensland Police Service. And tonight, Nine News can reveal the many countries we've sourced new officers from to bolster dwindling ranks.
On a sweltering summer day in Brisbane, these officers are officially welcomed to the Queensland Police Service.
I'm going to Mackay Northern Beaches Station.
Rachel Adler was an officer with the Metropolitan Police in London. Liam Harrigan was working for the New South Wales Police.
It's a lot warmer climate than New South Wales.
They're among almost 120 police officers who've been poached from around the country and the globe since the QPS launched its biggest ever recruitment drive last year. The biggest group has been sourced from New Zealand, 37 moving across the ditch, 11 have moved here from the UK, 5 from South Africa, and others from Spain, Canada, the Cayman Islands, and a French national. Some have been pinched from interstate. 28 Victorian officers have made the switch, 9 have come from New South Wales, 8 from the Northern Territory, and a number of others from elsewhere.
These are police who have worked in communities, worked in different environments, are very good communicators, have previous policing skills.
But despite the recruitment efforts, the police service is still shrinking. Over the 6 months to the end of last year, it dropped by more than 100 personnel. It's expected to finally gain more officers than it loses within a few months.
We're on track to increase growth numbers this year.
A further 520 applicants from outside Queensland are currently being processed. The bulk of those are from overseas. Existing police coming from another jurisdiction usually require at least 4 months intensive training before they get their badge. Josh Babbis, Nine News.